This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Corona infected people in Sudurpashchim province increasing. Number of tigers double in Suklafata National Park, and Spanish Prime Minister tells workers to stop wearing ties to save energy. Now the news in detail. The number of active corona-infected people in Sudurpashchim province, which has a border with India, has increased by 100. According to Sudurpashchim province health directorate, with 19 more infections on Friday, the number of active infected has exceeded 100. Currently, there are 116 active infected people in this province. According to Sudurpashchim province health directorate, among them 75 in Kailali, 35 in Kanchanpur, and 6 in Baitadi are actively infected. Contact person of the directorate, Hemraj Joshi, informed that since the infection rate is increasing in India, as it is a province with a border, its effect is also being felt in the Sudurpashchim province. The risk management work of the border area is being done according to a predetermined program. By setting up a health desk at the border and mobilizing the necessary manpower, testing and vaccination work are being done continuously. The number of tigers in Suklafata National Park has doubled. Acting Chief Conservation Officer of the Park Office, Manoj Air, said the number of spotted tigers has increased to 36, including 16 females, 12 males, and 8 whose gender is not yet known. The number of the endangered species has increased due to the improvement in the habitat, the sufficiency of food species, water management, complete control of poachers, and the cooperation and coordination of the residents in the buffer zone. The Food Technology and Quality Control Office, HETORA, has filed a case against 8 industries producing low-quality food items in the last fiscal year 2022-23. The industries were dragged to the respective district court or district administration office. Out of the 7 cases of last year, the previous year, 4 cases are still to be decided. According to an annual report published by the office, a total of 11 cases were filed in the past 2 years. Last year, the office received 6 complaints from the consumers, in which cases have been filed based on 2 of the complaints, while instructions were issued in 2 other cases. A community school in Tulsipur Submetropolis 4 of Dang had established a 4-bed health center targeting the school students. Assistant principal of the school, Pramod Neupane, said every day 15 to 20 students suffered health-related complications, hence the school decided to set up a health center with proper beds, first aid materials, and medicines for treatment. The treatment of students in the center will be carried out in consultation with doctors from Rapti Provincial Hospital in Tulsipur. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, and Sudurpashchim Province. Similarly, the division stated that the weather remains partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1 and Madhes Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has called on workers in the public and private sectors to stop wearing ties as an energy-saving measure in the heat. Sanchez said his government will adopt urgent energy-saving measures on Monday as European countries strive to become less dependent on Russian gas in the wake of the war in Ukraine. On Friday, temperatures reached 36 degrees Celsius in Madrid and 39 degrees Celsius in Seville. Over the past few weeks, Europe has experienced record high temperatures. At a news conference audience in Madrid, Pedro pointed out that he wasn't wearing a tie and said he wanted his ministers, public officials and workers in the private sector to do the same. The Prime Minister said the move will ensure people stay cooler and therefore lower energy costs because air conditioners will be used less often. Ukraine has called for the United Nations and the Red Cross to be allowed to investigate the deaths of more than 50 Ukrainian prisoners of war in an attack on occupied territory. The Red Cross said it is seeking access to the prison in order to help with evacuating and treating the wounded. Ukraine and Russia have accused each other of attacking the camp. Exactly what happened at the prison camp in Olynka, which is controlled by the Russian-backed separatists, Donetsk People's Republic, remains unclear. Ukraine says the site was targeted by Russia in an effort to destroy evidence of torture and killing. President Volodymyr Zelensky described the incident as a deliberate Russian war crime. Brazil and Spain have reported their first monkeypox deaths. A 41-year-old man in Brazil became the first fatality from the virus outside Africa. Spain announced its first death soon afterward, which is also the first in Europe. Last week, the World Health Organization WHO declared the monkeypox outbreak a global health emergency. But infections are usually mild and the risk to general population is low. Brazil has so far reported 1,066 confirmed cases and 513 suspected cases of the virus. Data from Brazil's health ministry indicates that more than 98% of confirmed cases were in men who have sex with men. Shortly afterward, Spain's health ministry confirmed Europe's first death from the virus. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Corona-infected people in Sudhupasim province increasing. Number of tigers double in Sukla Fata National Park and Spanish Prime Minister tells workers to stop wearing ties to save energy. Well, that's the end of this news from Red Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.